Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 31 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you yet again from the Wheelhouse Donuts Coffee Shop in Rockville, Indiana. And today, I wanted to tell you about a really neat kind of like initiative to get more educators connected to the idea of sketchnoting or visual note-taking. So if you're not too familiar with this, it's basically this idea that you can take notes not just with words, but if you add images to them. It's very, very brain-friendly and a lot of fun. And sketchnoting is something that teachers use in classrooms all the time. I know for me personally, whenever I go to something like a conference or professional development, I love to take visual notes because they seem to be stickier in my brain and they're really just a lot of fun to create. And so if you're interested in this whole sketchnoting thing, there's this really neat resource out there. And so right now, this started in late March and is going to run for a little more than a month. It's this thing called Sketch 50. And Sketch 50 is this series of 50 different prompts to get you to think about and practice with using sketching. You can either use it in the classroom or personally or whatever. And so Sketch 50 has all of these great prompts. There's a hashtag out on Twitter. It's the Sketch 50 hashtag. And so basically what teachers are doing and students also are even doing is they're using these prompts to kind of like practice the skill and hone this skill so that they can become better at sketchnotes. I know whenever I talk about sketchnotes with people, it seems like a lot of people will say, oh, but I'm not much of an artist. You know, I'm not a great doodler or drawer or whatever, but really, to create great sketch notes, it's not so much about art, it's about ideas. It's about getting your ideas down in a visual form on paper, even if that means creating them with just some simple shapes or some stick figures or whatever. There's still brain benefits out of that too. And so if you're interested in kind of checking this sketch note thing out, trying some new ideas with it, then head on over to sketch50.org, which is this website that has all of these prompts and resources that you can use to pick up and improve on your sketching skills. And then if you try some of these prompts, what you might consider doing is taking an image of them, either by, you know, shooting picture of the paper that you've sketched on, or if you sketch digitally, you know, maybe saving that image and then posting it out to social media so others can see kind of like what your journey is. And I love the theme for this year's Sketch 50. It says process over pretty, embrace the imperfections, because it doesn't have to be like gorgeous art to create really, really good, useful sketch notes. And, you know, imperfections are kind of part of it. So I know that's hard for some of us sometimes to think that, you know, it's okay to create something that isn't totally, totally perfect. But like last year, for instance, last year, part of the theme of Sketch 50 was, it said, lean into your growth mindset, which I thought was awesome. Because, you know, that's kind of part of growing is embracing the imperfections and improving and all of that. So anyway, if you want to check this out, I think it would be great. Head on over to sketch50.org or check out the Sketch 50 hashtag on Twitter. Those are some great ways to do that. And lean into that growth mindset a little bit and try this out. Here's a quick call-in message from Jen Giffen, an educator from Ontario, Canada. And she and her colleague Kim Polishuk have created a new podcast of their own called the Shooks and Giff Podcast. And so if you want to check that out, you can go to anchor.fm/Shooks and Giff. Take it away, Jen. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.